for some time now, charities like RNIB have been campaigning around the topic of e-scooters, looking at trials around the UK and highlighting the dangers of their use on roads or indeed pavements, as has been apparent in the past. Now, we have some more news for you. I'm going to be chatting with Emily Marr and Zoe Courtney from RNIB. Emily, if I can come to you first of all, there has been some news from the government's Transport Select Committee. Was that positive or was it worrying?
So the government have recently responded to the Transport Select Committee's report on e-scooters, which it published back in the autumn. Now, the Transport Select Committee's initial report was quite worryingly in favour of legalising e-scooters and argued that the department should take swift action to legalise the use of e-scooters. Now, the government responded to that recently, and we were pleased to see that it was firm in its stance that it would not push forward legalisation until full evaluations had taken place and we fully understood the full impacts of any legalisation of e-scooters. So we were really pleased to see the government taking more of a cautious approach.
This is obviously in response to a lot of work by charities looking at the dangers of e-scooters, not just for blind and partially sighted people, but for many people as well, looking at the trials. So will the trials actually continue in different areas?
Due to the current lockdown restrictions, quite a lot of trials have been paused, but they are set still to continue. And I know RNIB are working with companies behind the evaluation process. And it's only once the trials have been fully evaluated that any decisions on legalisation will be made. We are looking to work with MPs specifically in areas where trials are ongoing, and we will be meeting with blind and partially sighted people who've had experiences of e-scooters so they can communicate those experiences to their MPs. We'll be coordinating those meetings and presenting the full case for and against e-scooters for MPs in those areas. So that is an up and coming project. If there's anyone who is living in an area where e-scooter trials are currently taking place, or indeed nearby and has had experiences of e-scooters, please do get in touch with us. We're looking for people to either feed in or attend meetings with MPs in these areas.
We will give some contact details a little bit later. Zoe Courtney is also with us from RNIB. Zoe, some good news there about the trials around the UK at the moment. However, you know, the e-scooters are still being manufactured. They can still be used on private land, etc. Has there been any discussions with manufacturers between RNIB?
We have been in particular trying to keep conversations going with e-scooter operators, so the companies who are distributing and running the e-scooters that are involved in the trial areas. And we have been really focusing on trying to feed in what the issues are. So what are some of the problems that blind and partially sighted people are reporting to us that they have whenever they come up against e-scooters, and trying to work with the operators to ensure that those issues are as addressed as possible.
Is this around the machines themselves, that their speed or the fact that they are so quiet, or are you looking more at the rental trials? Because I think we've spoken before about e-scooters having the ability just to be left anywhere across pavements, causing hazards that way.
Yeah, it's about all of those issues, actually. So how fast the e-scooters can go, about how safe the designs are and how sturdy they are, about how detectable they are. So having conversations about sound and what kind of sounds that they make, you know, whether it's bells or some kind of continuous sound to make them as detectable as possible. It's also about the way that they look. So we've been recommending that they be have a high contrasting colour, such as fluorescent, to the surrounding area to make them as visually detectable as possible, which will help partially sighted people pick up on them. And the issue of parking, yeah, is something that comes up consistently. So how can, in particular, rental vehicles be parked in a way that is safe and ensures that they are not left obstructing pavements, which we know is a real problem?
RNIB has been working with VOI. What's their reaction been like? Has it been positive? Are they listening to the concerns?
Voi and a lot of the e-scooter companies that we've spoken to have been very receptive and have been willing to listen to what we think the issues are and listen to what we think possible solutions could be as well. So that's really positive. And I think we're likely to get more out of working with e-scooter operators so that we can feed in these kind of specific details and hope that our suggestions are implemented.
But Emily was telling us about the interactions with MPs and, you know, perhaps looking for some involvement from the public. Are you also looking for people to sort of get in touch around their experiences as well?
Yes, we are. Particularly in the longer term, we have an e-action on our website, which is specifically for people, blind and partially sighted people who have had some experience with an e-scooter. So you might live in a trial area, but you might also not live in a trial area. And maybe the experience that you've had was with an e-scooter that might have been privately owned by somebody. And we're really keen to sort of hear from people who've had those experiences so that we can gather evidence on what exactly are the experiences people are having, and then what kind of advice would help going forward to make e-scooters safer.
If people would like some more information on the e-action, or perhaps would like to get involved in the discussion with MPs, or indeed would like more information on the e-scooter campaign, what's the best way to do that?
So you can visit our website. Our campaigns page will give you more information on all of the above. That's www.rnib.org.uk/campaigning. If you'd like to feed into or indeed attend any of our meetings with MPs in trial areas, please don't hesitate to get in touch with Public Affairs, that's all lowercase, all one word, at rnib.org.uk.
Please do get involved in the campaigns. We'll, of course, follow the story as it progresses. For the moment, though, to Emily and to Zoe, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me.